All right, now we are ready. So first up, we're going to have our opening prayer by Sister Elizabeth Miller Francis.
Amen. Good night, sisters, and thank you so much for hosting, Sister Sharka. Let's go before the throne of God. Sovereign God, Almighty Father, I thank you so much, God, for tonight. Thank you so much that we as sisters can come together to share this special moment where we can have fellowship with you. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you forgive me, God, for anything that I've committed, knowingly and unknowingly, so that nothing will hinder this prayer tonight. I just want to thank you so much for your words that is going to be preached. I thank you so much for everything that is going to be taking place tonight. And I thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we could be able to have this time together. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you continue to bless us, be with our speaker, Sister Adrian. I pray, dear Lord, that you fill her with your Holy Spirit and that she, Lord, will bring across your message in a clear and precise way so that we all can leave this call tonight being changed and ready to be different women for you. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you continue to bless this time, and it's your Son's precious and wonderful name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Elizabeth, for taking us to the throne of grace. We appreciate you for that opening prayer. All right. So next, we are going to have our prison sick and shut-in ministry salute featuring our prison ministry by Sister Joyce Williams.
Good evening, ladies. Good evening. My name is Joyce Williams, and I'm here to tell you about the two teams that we have. The first one Let me start over. Good evening, ladies. My name is Joyce. I have to write everything down, but I'm so sorry. Good evening, ladies. My name is Joyce Williams, and I have to tell you about the two teams that we have as part of the Lady Prayer Warriors group. The first team I'll be talking about will be the prison ministry. In this team, we compose a list of inmates and divide them among the ladies who write to each one of the inmates, and they send letters out of encouraging study materials to help them keep them on a spiritual path. Sometimes we even get letters of thanks for our concern. Although we don't always get a response, we still stay encouraged and keep up the good work, hoping we might touch someone's life along the way. In our second team deal with the sick and shut in we pray for those who are in need, and then whoever requests that, we pray for them. But due to the COVID-19 virus, we have been put on pause for a while. But God has made a way out of no way for our team. We started to send email, and for those who know how to send a beautiful e-card, so beautiful, we make phone calls, and we pray and prayers. We are doing God's work, ladies, so let your light be an encouragement to others along this journey. It's truly been a reward for me to be a part of this group. For this, it has taken my mind off of my worries and my illness, and helped me to focus on others, do others, and think of others through God's work. And I just want to say thank you for your listening ear, and may God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Joyce Williams. You did an outstanding job. Don't worry about nerves. We are all sisters in Christ. And if anybody know you personally from where you came to now, they can't do nothing but praise God for your life. All right.
Yes, thank you so much.
You are welcome. So we are going to thank you for that prison ministry salute. Ladies, check out the prison ministry if you are interested in 2018. We have several more. All right. Next, we are going to have our scripture reading
by Sister Natissa Thompson.
Amen. Good evening, my sisters. Good evening. Such a pleasure to be on with you all tonight. The scripture I will be reading will be coming from Mark chapter 11, and I'll be reading verse 15 through 18. That's Mark chapter 11, verse 15 through 18. I'll be reading the NIV version. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. I've read for your reading Mark chapter 11, verse 15 through 18, NIV version. May the Lord bless the hearers and the doers of his divine word.
Amen, and the Lord shall bless us as we listen to you read those beautiful passages of scriptures into our hearing. Thank you, Sister Natissa. Next, get ready. We are about to sing. We're going to have our song praise by our dear sister Cynthia Watson.
Good evening, sisters. I'll be singing for you, though, my everlasting portion. Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along life's pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along life's pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Not for ease or worldly pleasure, not for fame my purse shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Lead me through the veil of shadow. Bear me o'er life's peaceful sea. Then the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with thee. Close to thee, close to thee,
close to thee, close to thee, then the gate of life eternal may I enter, Lord, with thee. Amen.
Amen. You literally almost brought tears to my eyes. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Sister Cynthia. All right. Let's keep the spring cleaning going for the Christian woman. We are going to have our introduction of speaker. We're going to then hear our speaker. But right now, Rosalind Teresa Boddy will introduce Adrian Jameson.
Good evening, sisters. I was still on mute trying to talk to myself, I suppose. I want to give the introduction to Adrian Jameson. Adrian Jameson was baptized into the body of Christ August 27, 1966, by the late evangelist Brother Booker T. Martin at 21st Avenue Church of Christ in her hometown of Gary, Indiana. She has taught Sunday school, Wednesday night classes, Vacation Bible School for over 40 years. She has been at the LPW. She has been an LPW for 8 years, and she says she can't imagine her life without the LPW sisterhood. Her favorite scripture is Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Sisters, I present to you Sister Adrian Jameson.
Good evening. Good evening, my sisters. It's a pleasure to be on the call tonight, and I thank each of you for calling in. I'd like to thank, first and foremost, our admins. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to teach tonight. To our program participants, thank you for hosting, Sister Sharaka. You're doing a magnificent job. Sister Elizabeth Francis, our opening prayer was so beautiful. Sister Joyce Williams, the prison salute. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Scripture reading, Sister Natissa Thompson, thank you. Our song praise, Sister Cynthia Watson. Sweetheart, you brought tears to my eyes as well. Beautiful, beautiful song. The introduction of speaker, Sister Rosalind Boddy, thank you so much. And thanks in advance to our closing prayer, Sister Bridges White will be rendering our closing prayer. I thank each of you ladies. You know, it's always wonderful to work with people that are so, so cooperative and so willing to work with you. I hope you all know that I love you, and I thank God that I'm on this Christian journey. I thank God that we're on this journey together. Let us get started. Sister Natissa read into our hearing Mark 11, verse 15 through 18. Sisters, I'm going to read it again, if you don't mind, for emphasis sake. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves"? The chief priests and the teachers of the law, they heard this and began looking for a way to kill him. For they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. You see, sisters, our theme for the month, Spring Cleaning for the Christian Woman, I want to tell you that Jesus did some spring cleaning on that day. Allow me to explain. In particular, I want you to get a visual of first what the temple was like, what the temple atmosphere was like. The temple, and it came to be known as, in today's language, the Temple Mount. It was a temple in which, that's where Jesus overturned the tables and the money changers. Now, the narrative here, having heard the narrative, we tend to think that the temple was one building, something like our individual church buildings. However, the Temple Mount consisted of several fortified buildings, and which sat on a hill, on the highest hill of elevation in Old Jerusalem. It was more like a compound. The entire perimeter could be seen from every vantage point, from every direction, as well as the Romans could look down and see everything surrounding the area. Now, in today, the present site is a flat plaza surrounded by retaining walls, including the west wall and the gate, which was installed during the reign of King Herod. Sisters, I want you to understand exactly what was going on here and why Jesus had to do a little spring cleaning. You see, he entered Jerusalem and immediately went to his father's house to worship, as was customary back in that day. When you entered a different city, you immediately went to the temple to pray. So Jesus went there to conduct affairs of the Spirit. He well knew that his father's house was holy and it was to be set apart from all else. What he found was that his father's house was no more than a marketplace, like Walmart or Target. It centered on buying and selling, not praising and worshiping. Jesus knew that things had to change, so he reminded them of the scripture concerning the corruption of God's house. He said, "Is it not written, my father's house will be called a house of prayer for all nations." Ephesians 2:19-22 says, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises up to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." The purity of God's church, sisters, for the Greek word for church, ecclesia, really means a calling out. We are called out from everything around us. We are called out from our arguments, our bickering, our squabbling. We are called out from our pride and from our own selfish ambitions. We are called out, and together we are the ecclesia. We are the church, and we are called to a higher purpose. Now, God's church today, let's talk about that. Our church must be a sacred place. It should never, ever be used for personal gain. God's church should only serve to bring Him glory. Together through our worship, we strive to become holy. We work together to become holy. We cooperate to become holy. And we help each other to become holy. Just when Christ entered Jerusalem, He headed straight for the temple, as I said. So Jesus, when He enters our lives, He heads straight for our spirit. He seeks to cleanse us and drive out all that is prideful and selfish. He and He alone begins a good work in us. The process of cleaning up begins when we hear the word, as in Romans 10:17, when we believe the word, as in Hebrews 11:6, and once we've done that, we must repent of every known sin, Acts 17:30. Then one must confess. One must open your mouth and confess that the word is Jesus Christ, as in Matthew 10:32. One then must be baptized to be saved, as told to us in Acts 2:38. All these must-do things were established, or put in place, if you will, to seal our deal to follow Jesus. Not for a few weeks, a few months, or a few years, but this spring, summer, fall, and winter cleansing must be ongoing until God calls us from labor to reward. You know, we are God's temple, our bodies and our lives. They must be purified and cleansed. Our lives should be sacred places, surrendered to God for His will and not our own. We should seek to bring glory to God in all that we do. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We need to lift Him up in our individual lives so that others will be drawn to Him through us. You know, our own pride, greed, wants, and desires are what corrupts God's temple. They're what separates us from God. They are what makes His temple impure. Sisters, as Sister Soraka said initially, we've heard some dynamic lessons on this topic, and I believe if memory serves me correctly, it was Sister Lisa McIntyre that talked about spring cleaning when she was a child. Well, when I was a child, I hated when my mother announced, usually over the breakfast table, that we had to get our spring cleaning underway. Oh, my Lord, I just hated that. Spring cleaning was an annual event in my mom's house. And believe me, it was a serious event. Initially, Mom and Dad would tackle the windows inside and out, and I would do the baseboards, just like Sister Lisa talked about. But guess what? So did my children. And it's just a pleasure to see. So are my grandchildren experiencing spring cleaning. You know, our Heavenly Father is actively working on cleaning us up, not just in the spring, but every season, if we allow Him to. Remember the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? Some of us are just like that stubborn horse. So we've come to the Lord, but we refuse to let him do what he wants to do and is willing to do. And that's simply clean us up. Know ye this, my beloved sisters. God will do what he said he would do. But we've got to be willing to accept his cleaning. We've got to stop thinking that once we've gone down in the watery grave of baptism, we have nothing else to do. That's what denominations teach, and they hold fast to that. God's cleaning process takes forever or until he calls us again from labor to reward. You know, what's so fascinating to me is even in our transgressions, even in our sins against God, God still loves us and is still willing to continue the act of cleaning us up. You know, if you're feeling a little far away from the Lord, and some folk call it backsliding, I call it drifting away, my advice to you is to turn back immediately. Here are some practical steps that will help you on your road to recovery if you find yourself in that state. You know, we've got to have some cleaning supplies. I mean, just like we have to have cleaning supplies to do a good job, we have to have some supplies to do a correct spiritual cleaning. We have to have a Bible, of course. We also have to have a daily relationship with God. Not a Wednesday night, Sunday morning, or Sunday night relationship. I mean, that's all well and good. But we've got to have a daily relationship with God. Also, we need to examine our faith. We need to examine our faith periodically. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Now also, we've got to come to God daily in our relationship with him, But we've got to come to him daily for forgiveness and continuous cleaning. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Blessed are those who wash their robes that they may have a right to the tree of life and that they may have a right to go through the gate. Continue daily seeking the Lord also with your whole heart. With your whole heart. 1 Corinthians 28:9 states, and you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. Blessed are those who wash their robes that they may have a right to the tree of life and again go through the gates. Now, we've also got to stay in the Word of God. We've got to keep studying and learning daily. Now, I know with all that's going on and caring for children and grandchildren and perhaps working yourself, everybody has a lot going on. But, sisters, we've got to keep studying and keep learning. Because in Proverbs 4:13, it says, hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Also, we've got to stand firm in our faith. And you know what? We've got to stand firm and expect difficult times in our Christian journey. Also, my sisters, we've got to persevere. You know, we tend to want to give up so quickly. And we owe God a willingness to finish our race. So we've got to persevere. And you know what, sisters? We've got to run this race to win. 1 Corinthians 9:24-25. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Well, sisters, this is a race that we all can run, and we all can actively strive to win the prize. 2 Timothy 4:7-8 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness. My beloved sisters, let us as Christian women allow God to do some spring cleaning on the inside of us. Let him clean us up and make us ready for the kingdom. As always, my sisters, to God be the glory. This lesson is yours. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. What a beautiful, beautiful, powerful lesson. Thank you, Sister Adrian. Okay, sisters, we will have our closing prayer by Sister Bridges White and then our comments to encourage Sister Adrian. Sister Bridges?
All right. Can you hear me, sis?
Yes, we hear you.
All right, thank you. Let us bow. Heavenly Father, we come now giving you all the honor, glory, and praise that is only due unto thee, Father God. Lord, we want to thank you for your word. We want to thank you for your love. We want to thank you for your discipline. We want to thank you for teaching us obedience. And Father, we thank you for your servant, our sister, Adrienne Jameson, who so eloquently brought your word tonight and taught us, Father, how to stay spring cleaning for us as Christian women. We ask that you would continue to crown her head with your wisdom, Father God. We love our sister. We're grateful for her always.
Uh-oh. Are you all still here? I can't.
I don't hear her.
I don't hear her, baby. And she dropped off.
Hello? Can you all still hear the prayer?
We cannot
hear her. No.
Okay. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you so much for life, health, and strength. We thank you for this beautiful lesson on tonight's spring cleaning for the Christian woman. We thank you for our speaker, and we just thank you for this program as a whole. Father God, we thank you for everybody who was able to share and take part and be here on tonight. We thank you for the churches of Christ all over this land and country and all over the world that are speaking and teaching the things according to your will and your way. Lord God, we just ask that you bless each and every one of us. We know that there is so much going on, but Father, you have all power to heal. We know that you are a way maker. We know that you can do anything that you want to do. And Father God, we accept your good and perfect will for our lives. We're asking, Lord God, that you continue to bless each and every one of us to strive to be more like you. Forgive us for our sins, Lord God. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within each and every one of us. Help us to take these things that we've learned here on tonight and spring clean and get ourselves right so that we can make heaven our home. Help us to be able to read our Bible, study, and just be a part of doing what you would have us to do. Father God, bless all things LPW. Bless our retreat on next weekend, that everyone will be edified. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Now, we are going to have